Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. We're going to be going through your Thursday night game, the Panthers taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It's going to be a tough watch for me, but it gets a little bit easier. Why does it get a bit easier? I'll tell you why. Because Nathan Cleary has been ruled out of this game. As a Souths fan, it puts me at ease a little bit. I still think the Panthers are going to win this one, but it does put me at ease just a little bit, which is always nice. But let's go through the game, though. I think it still will be quite an interesting one. Obviously, Souths at home. The Panthers, they do have a good record at a Core Stadium, but I don't know, the Rabbitohs, if they want to stand up, this is the game to do it. Obviously, they've got a few outs already themselves. Jacob Gagai is out. Tane Milne, obviously, out with suspension. We've got a bit of movement in the South Sydney side. Isaiah Tass moves to the wing. Michael Cheekham comes into the centres. Keon goes back to the edge. Jai Arrow into the starting front row. We've got Sean Kepi coming into the lineup here as well. I just don't understand why they don't put in Talis Duncan. It's so weird to me. Peter Mamanzoulas, he just hasn't had the impact that we thought he would off the bench. I don't think he's too ready yet. Obviously, you got to prep him for first grade when, you know, the likes of Damian Cook does retire. But Cookie's got a while. Cookie's got at least 2 or 3 years left in his career for me, at least. I would probably chuck in a Talis Duncan off the bench because he did really nothing wrong to get out of this side in the first place. The fact that he's been sitting in the reserves and every time there's an opportunity for him to come in, they don't pick him is just so bizarre. But hopefully with a new coach, we might see a late in there of Talis Duncan. But the side at the moment, Sean Kepi is the late in jersey number 19. As for the Panthers, obviously we spoke about it. Nathan Cleary out, Brad Schneider in. Pretty much nothing different to what we've seen from the last few weeks. The Panthers with Schneider in there, they still look very good. So I imagine they'll still be coming out and playing close to their best. I think that also the likes of Jack Cole coming onto the bench here for a Dane Laurie, I think that could be really cool off the bench. We get another opportunity to see how Jack Cole goes. I imagine he'll come on for Schneider. They'll play around 50-30, I should say. Around that sort of time mark, maybe even a little bit less. Maybe Cole gets a roaming role for the last 15 to 20 minutes. We don't know. Keen to see how he comes off the bench, but it is a weird late change. Dane Laurie, he only usually gets the last few minutes of games anyway, so I don't even know what the point is of having someone other than a Peachy or a Sonny Luke in that 14 jersey playing a bit of hooker for Kenny. I think that's probably the go. But yeah, maybe we do see Cole play a bit of hooker, but I doubt it just with his body shape and his defense in that World Club Challenge. I think he probably does come on in probably a roaming role or potentially in the halves there for Schneider, but we'll have to wait and see. In terms of who I think wins this game, I've already said it. I think the Panthers do win this one. Panthers with Schneider in there, they're still just as good. We had the likes of Dylan Edwards and Isaiah Yeo stand up. You know, Jerome Luai was standing up too while Nathan Cleary was out. I think the Panthers, they still get the job done here. I think that the outs that we have as well, you know, I just cannot see us winning this game. I really can't, especially with watching what happened to South Sydney last week against Melbourne. You know, as a South Sydney fan, I hope it doesn't happen, but I can see a similar sort of ending here. David Mowali starting is interesting. I'm keen to see how many minutes he gets in that starting role. He's a great footballer and, you know, a great front rower as well. And when he's on, he is so, so dangerous. I just don't think we've been using him in the right sort of way. I think starting, we might get a bit more out of him, but we'll have to wait and see. In terms of what I'm punting on today for this game, I'm going the Panthers in the same game multi-featuring cross bet to get the job done over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I've got Brian To'o to score. Obviously, we've had him for the past few weeks in our bets, and he's been getting over a lot. So Brian To'o for me to score a try. I'm also taking a bit of a smoky here in Jai Gray. A few outs for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I think Jai Gray is going to be one of the guys to stand up in this side. New coach. I think that he stands up. He's been going really well and been one of the standouts for South Sydney over the past few weeks. I think he scores a try. So Jai Gray for me to score in this one. Brian To'o to score with the Panthers to get the job done. Over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, you're looking at $8.50. It's a great price. I think this is going to be a massive middle game. Jai Arrow going up against James Fisher-Harris. Moses Leota against David Mowali. Cam Murray against Isaiah Yeo. This battle is going to be great, and it's a great opportunity for Cam Murray to have a big game as well, considering that Origin is just around the corner. Yeah, look, I'm really looking forward to this one from a footy perspective if the Rabbitohs do end up standing up. If Rabbitohs have a big game at $4, you know, we could be looking at a very interesting turn of events for this game. But, yeah, look, from what happened last week, it doesn't look good. But as an optimistic South fan, I am looking at the positive here. So hopefully we get a bit of a change of the tide here for South Sydney. That's full time. See you in the next one.